As one family, we gathered, we pray, we believe, because we honor the Sabbath, which is one of God's commandments. For anything what we asked, what we are desiring, and what we are fulfilling, this is the great moment of our time. We turn to the Lord and offer it to Him with gratitude in our hearts. That no matter what the uncertainty it is all about, we know that we are strengthened by God and we are here just to believe and trust in His power. So never let this moment of our time taking it for granted, because we know that we are here not only for Jesus in the Eucharist, but we are all in the same mission to spread the message of God's love, empower people's lives, especially those who are lacking, those who are nothing, those who turn away from God. But we have the great moment. Sinners are we? We are forgiven. Because to forgive means we choose to be at peace. Learning God's way will give us the power to understand, because our Father sincerely listens and persistently waiting for us. And in return, our own desire to turn to the Father with fullness of gratitude, that no matter what's in our mind, we know that we can trust Him. We can do this through prayers, because Jesus knew that prayer is essential, important, and must be part of daily lives. Even Himself spent time to pray after every mission to give thanks to God the Father, to honor Him for protection, guidance, and providential care, and a moment of time for Jesus just to relax, to be with His disciples. We too, just relax to be with the Lord, to be with our loved ones, family, and friends. Jesus prayed with His Father, and He remained faithful, nourished, and strengthened for the greater mission. And the challenge is overwhelming and in need of deep focus so that He will accomplish what is God's gift and grace for human salvation. We are the recipient of that promise of salvation. We must give thanks to God. We must turn to Him with fullness and gratitude in our hearts. Jesus teaches us the best prayer to be remembered, the Our Father. It is about our relationship, the way of life, and right caring attitude towards God, neighbor, and of oneself. The first part of the Our Father is our relationship with Him, the proper way to honor God not only with our lips, but with our whole heart, wholeness of our being and body and soul. It will be an open door to have a moment of time to dialogue with God, honest to our feeling and confident in His ways of guidance, protections, and providence. The second part of the Our Father is our relationship towards our neighbor, the proper way of communicating in the language of love, so that through relationship will give us a better understanding on how we can be Christ for each other. There is always a challenge, but uplifting, peaceful and not revenge, fullness of gratefulness in heart. Acknowledge the gift and always be thankful. The goodness of praying from the heart is that we believe in God, that He answered our prayer. We are confident that His way is the best way. His miracle is on the way. His time is amazing grace. His blessing is outpouring. His grace is sufficient enough to live day by day, and His living presence is our real joy to live in peace. In the sound of silence, God will give a room in our heart for believing in Him. Trusting in His power and prayer, we ask that does not answer means no to God. And yet, God has the best plan, and we must trust. Maybe it is not the right time, but patience is a virtue, for it gives us hope to trust in God, and we must listen and obey, for in the end, God will make a way. Word to remember is patience. Sometimes we are lacking because we try to defend, we try to empower our lives to others without knowing that we don't know where are the people coming from. That's why we cannot understand each other. We cannot connect in the language of love. But pointing out that once we have patience in our heart, it's a truly virtue that we can give thanks to the Father because we don't miss the message. We don't miss to listen to what is God's words to empower our lives once again, because it will redirect our thoughts to live and life to the fullest, because it's about the message of wonderful, of many things, many possibilities that we should be able to turn and thank God because He makes His own means for us. And the purpose to pray means we rely on God's presence, not on us, but every day, so that no harm will hurt us, no evil will destroy us, no single day and night will pass by without knowing God. And that is why we pray to Jesus to give us our daily bread, daily strengthening, daily wisdom, so that we can be at peace and walk in Christ. For it is a promise of hope and fullness of life, for it is a prayer with deep faith and not too much or many empty praises. Through prayer that is sincere means open to God, to obey His commandment, and to live in His ways. And we are called to serve faithfully, believe and do not doubt, and spend a moment of time to pray with boldness, true, sincere, and listen. For loving and forgiving is God, and must be our road to peace, our life direction, and our hope to follow. And the best of it is I surrender and let your God will be done. Every time we come to acknowledge, just to pray, without knowing prayers will be answered or not, believe it is in God who always listen and answer our prayers. Because the impossible becomes possible in God. He listened and heard the cry of the poor like Abraham, a prayer to His people that even only one person God will never destroy. It's because the beauty of life He created, the universe and us, coming from Him, who God is love. Pray ceaselessly with trust and confidence. Be humble and be grateful. For the great miracles in life is on the way, and miracles happen every moment. No fear, neither doubt, can ruin our life once again, for all is in God's hands. If we profess our faith and reject what is contrary to the gospel of life, this is the great time that we ask God, Lord, lead us into temptation. For temptations are so strong, sometimes we fail and we fall, and it's hard for us to see the beauty of forgiving, because it is not you, God, who failed, it's us human being. And what's in my mind and what's in our hearts, our conscience speaks that what we have done is wrong, and we feel guilt on it. But what is good about on it, Lord, we learn from our own mistake. And it's hard to go back and to return to where we are, because the world we live in is powerful and trying. Human being like you and me will be a slave for no reason. So my dear friends, if we truly believe in God and we pray from the heart, believe that God is there, close and near to our own being, in the heart, where is the core of human dignity, where God's Spirit speaks to us. This is the great moment, and every day is the greatest time. The power is, do I faithfully believe in God's power of love, forgiving, and merciful? Do I faithfully believe that I am worthy enough to serve God's faithful in any forms of church's ministry, or be faithful in my relationship to my loved ones and understanding other people who are different from me? And if we do believe in His living presence, then do what is right. Follow what is good, and that will be the success in key knowledge that we will be one family again, coming back to honor him deeply in our hearts. Because it's God's making that we are one family, one community, because we are baptized with one God, and Spirit is in our heart. Let us profess our faith.